only after-hour sports injury urgent care clinics with Ortho On Call. Trust your care with the same awesome team of physicians, surgeons, and therapists that keep the Wildcats in the win column. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, online at KansasOrtho.com.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And now in studio, I have Joanne Sutton and Phil Anderson. Joanne, the Executive Director of the Manhattan Housing Authority, and Phil Anderson, Board Member of the Manhattan Housing Authority. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you.
How was the weekend for you both?
It was warm, but it was great.
It was warm.
Gardening is warm.
And let me get your mic there a little hotter there, Bill. There we go.
All right.
Now that's much better.
Thank you.
Much better. So I think last time we had you both in, we were talking about a lot of improvements, especially with apartment towers, the high-rise in Manhattan, and some of the repairs and improvements going on there. And you were saying back then that around this time year would be the time to start looking at getting folks moved back in, and it sounds like things are still on schedule for all that.
Yes, they are. The scheduled completion date is July 31st, and they were running a little bit ahead of schedule for a while, but we've had some delays with the carpet layers, so they are beginning to lay carpet and do the final finishes and cleaning up. And so we anticipate we'll have our certificates of occupancy and be moving people back in the early August.
And we already got a phone call. Just mention awesome. Your names and already the phones start ringing. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
Were we able to get a fire suppression sprinkler pipes put in the tower, or did they give it up?
For the fire sprinkler system, the Housing Authority has until 2029 to get that project done. So we have just submitted our letter of compliance to the City of Manhattan, and we do have a plan for that, but that will be something that occurs over the next several years.
It would have been nice to have included that in this project, but with the sewer problem as well as the expense of the windows, it was just not possible to get it all done at this time, and the fire department was gracious enough to give us that extra period of time to do it.
Thanks again for that phone call. If you have any questions or comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Those phone lines are open. Again, here with Joanne Sutton and Phil Anderson of the Manhattan Housing Authority talking about the improvements to apartment towers. And again, that's on 300 North 5th Street, or basically just right across from the post office if you're unfamiliar with street names and numbers and all that fun stuff. The high-rise in Manhattan, how many stories is apartment towers?
It's 12 stories. 11 of those stories contain apartments, 88 apartments included in those 11 stories. So there's 8 apartments on each floor. And the ground floor consists of community space, common space, and, of course, the Housing Authority offices.
And it's been a part of the Housing Authority since the beginning.
Yes, it is. It's the first development that was built.
And getting ready to be refilled. I guess when we go back, as far as the improvements that needed to be made, what were those improvements that needed to be made?
The building was pretty much just gutted out down to the steel studs, and even some of those had to be replaced. So it's all new flooring, drywall, new electrical, new HVAC systems. We have a brand new heat pump system in there, and so it's much more energy efficient. New bathrooms, new kitchens. It's like a brand new building on the inside.
You could tell from the outside because Manco Windows, the local Manco company, has completed putting in all of the windows. And it's quite a dramatic difference. Now, keep in mind, those windows replaced 45-year-old Pella windows, which were, the casing was wood and not metal, which it is now. Also, in putting in the new windows, they changed the design slightly to make sure that there is absolutely no chance of any kind of moisture getting through those windows, as was the problem and the cause of the big problem with the previous windows, the Pella windows. 45 years old, wooden casing, and now we're replacing with, I think, state-of-the-art windows by Manco. It's an excellent company. I've used them on three projects of my own. And so they have been wonderful to work with and very efficient in their installation and very professional on the job.
And what you can't see is the below-grade sewer lines were able to be lined rather than replaced. And so that was part of the project that we completed with the city funds that were provided for us. And so it's like having a brand new sewer system inside and out as well.
I think we can also comment on the city commission's work with us and city staff in finally pulling the project together, because we had about a year ago run into pretty much of a loggerhead with HUD. When you're dealing with the federal government, it's a much slower process than dealing with the local government. Sometimes I think we get a little frustrated with local government, but believe me, they are head and shoulders much more responsive and very quick to recognize the difficulty that we're up against. I thought for a while that we wouldn't be able to pull this off, and they've stepped up to the plate, not only with the windows, but the sewer line. There's nothing sexy about a sewer line, but you've got to have a sewer line.
You love it.
And you've got to have the windows to complete the project.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, talk about things you take for granted.
That's
right. A sewer line. You don't realize how much you love a sewer line until it stops working.
Until you don't have one.
Right, right. Talking with Joanne Sutton and Phil Anderson of Manhattan Housing Authority. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Talking about the improvements to apartment towers. And it's just one of five public housing properties under the Manhattan Housing Authority. And you also have a kind of an annual report that came out with a lot of different statistics and figures. When looking at this report, was there any surprising findings that either of you had looking at the report? Or pretty stable as far as year to year?
Pretty stable year to year. Nothing too surprising. We did kind of focus a little bit on the apartment towers project since it was such a big project. And it's been going on for so long, but nothing terribly surprising. I think some of the demographics of those we serve will change a little bit once the apartment towers is filled again.
We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Yeah, good morning, beautiful day in the Cayman. Could either one of you advise the listening public what the cost of that building was originally when it was built by Hunter and Lundberg years ago? Wes Flynn was the general superintendent on that. He was from Westmoreland. He passed away here about a year ago, a great gentleman. And what the cost of it was at the time it was building, and what have you spent to date on remodeling, and what is actually left? I think you said there's some things that you didn't get accomplished. Could you explain that, please?
I do not know what the original cost of that building is. It's something I can go dig out of the archives. And if you'd like to give me a call at the office someday, I'd be happy to look that up and tell you what that is. But I can tell you that the total cost of the project is just over $8 million by the time we relocated tenants. That includes relocation costs, construction costs, mold and asbestos abatement, architect and engineering fees, and the mold testing and some pre-grant expenses that we had. In other words, expenses that we paid out of our operating budget that were not granted to us by HUD. We are about $275,000 away from closing this project out. So we are just almost at the finish line.
Okay, I think if I remember correctly, and my memory's not that good anymore, I think originally that building was somewhere between $6.5 and $7 million. So you spent more now than it cost to build originally. What could we have torn it down and rebuild it and come out less money?
Well, that was an option that we did look at. And, of course, we did run into some concerns that we had not planned to run into. They were surprises to us. However, You know, that building's been there for 45 years, so with inflation, I don't think we could have ever built it back for $6.5 million.
Do you think, will it be Section 8 again this time?
Well, it's public housing. It's not. It's never been Section 8. It's similar to Section 8, but it is a public housing building.
What will the requirements be to be there?
Well, there are income guidelines to reside in public housing, and those are contained in the annual report, which is out on our website, which is www.mhaks.com, or you can call our office, and we'll be happy to share those with you. We also do background checks, criminal background checks, as well as landlord reference checks. So those are the basic guidelines.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Phil and Joanne about Manhattan Housing Authority here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.